Closing out that set from his new release, Shades of Blue, we had Toronto's Terry Donoghue featuring Rick Fiennes on slide guitar with Ain't Got You. And I got that set started off with Birthday Boy Ry Cooter and Fool for a Cigarette Feeling Good from 1974's Paradise and Lunch. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their forthcoming release, Outside the Lines, this is Williamstown's Misty Blues, with the opening track, Where Your Blues Come From.
Must you put it in a box? It seems just like a fable. Can't that clock just tick its tock? From the Alabama Black Belt to the Mississippi Delta, it's also deeply heartfelt, but not my only source of shelter. Where your blues come from? Does it even really matter where your blues? tell my stories of the present. If I'm true, my lines will last. If they're not, I'll be repentant. There's that Texas Roadhouse rhyme and that Piedmont finger picking. A give or not and not malign. Just stop that fussing and nitpicking.
Where your blues come from? Does it even really matter? Where your blues come from? I got mine and you got yours. Where your blues come from? Deep down in my soul. Where your blues come from? Maybe a tale can be retold.
Where your blues come from? 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 Where your blues come from?
Generic alternative presents its super cool and sophisticated listeners and indie-packed alternative rock with a splash of electronic dancing music. As an added bonus, some generically alternative facts and far-reaching tidbit information will delight your eardrums. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
To travel when you got to travel all alone. It's a hard road to travel when you got to travel all alone. When bad luck and trouble have done drove you from your home. like a ship out on the stormy sea. You're gonna drift and worry like a ship out on the stormy sea. Full of blues and trouble and a heart full of misery. But you'd rather be walking, 'cause you don't appreciate no ride. Be walking, because you don't appreciate no ride. When you haven't got the one you love red clothes by your side.
Closing out that set from 1940, we had legendary slide guitarist Tampa Red with Hard Road Blues. Born Hudson Whitaker in Georgia in 1904, Tampa Red passed away 42 years ago Sunday, March 19, 1981 at 77. Billed as the guitar wizard, he moved north in the 1920s, playing with the legendary Ma Rainey and Georgia Tom. During the 30s and 40s, he was one of the most prominent and influential guitar players in Chicago, playing with Memphis Minnie, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Big Bill Brunzi, and influencing future blues legends like Robert Nighthawk and Elmore James. In his 30-plus year recording career, he recorded about 300 singles as well as two albums in the late 60s, making him one of the most prolific blues artists in history. His complete recorded works in chronological order is a whopping 15 albums. Tampa Red's songs have been covered by fellow blues legends Elmore James, Little Walter, Robert Nighthawk, Hound Dog Taylor, and all three of the Kings. He was nominated for two Blues Music Awards and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1981. In 2012, his 1940 version of It Hurts Me Too, recorded for the Bluebird label, was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in the Classics of Blues Recordings singles or album track. Before that, from his brand new single, Cherry Ball, recorded live in Vancouver at the Fox Cabaret in January, we had Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr with his cover of Skip James's Cherry Ball. And I got that set started off with Williamstown's Misty Blues and the opening track, Where Your Blues Come from their forthcoming release, Outside the Lines. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their 2022 debut release, Good Trouble, this is Annika Chambers and Paul DeLaurier with Stand Up.
In a world where there is turmoil, you gotta stand up. Ooh. In a world where there is chaos, you gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. Ooh. Stand up, speak out, and use your voice. Where we need change, you gotta stand up. Ooh. Got to erase the hate, you gotta stand up. Yeah.
face trouble. I was 17 years old, broke the law and paid the price, swore I'd never go back no more. But here I am, baby, here I am. Thought it might turn out this way, behind the eight ball again. The next time I stumbled, I was 21 years old, hurt somebody so bad. Saw it going this way, behind the eight ball again. We'll be right back.
daddy, baby. I'll make everything all right. Come on and kiss your daddy, baby.
Closing out that set from 1961's Slim's Shout, featuring King Curtis on sax, we had legendary blues pianist, vocalist, and songwriter Sonny Land Slim with Shake It. Sonny Land Slim passed away 25 years ago Friday, March 17, 1995 at 82. He made his first recording in 1946 singing with Jump Jackson's band for Specialty Records and made his first solo recordings the following year. He played on Canned Heat's Turpentine Moan on their 1968 release Boogie with Canned Heat. During a 50-year recording career, he was nominated for 9 Blues Music Awards, winning in 1990 for Traditional Blues Male Artist, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1991. Before that, from his soon-to-be-released Cut My Spirit Loose, we had the Bay Area's Big Harp George with Behind the 8-Ball. And I got that set started off with Annika Chambers and Paul DeLaurier and Stand Up from their 2022 debut release, Good Trouble. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, the King of Rock and Roll, Chuck Berry, passed away 6 years ago today, March 18th, 2017, in his hometown of St. Louis at 90. Influenced by blues and jazz, especially T-Bone Walker and Carl Hogan, Chuck Berry took the still relatively new electric guitar even further, blending blues, country, and boogie-woogie with lyrics about cars, girls, and youth, creating rock and roll. He broke the color barrier on radio after recording with Chess Records in 1955. Chuck Berry's influence is almost unfathomable. He's been covered by fellow rock and roll pioneers Bill Haley and the Comets, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis, as well as the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Count Basie, Rory Gallagher, the Kinks, and countless others. He charted 8 albums and 16 songs on 3 different Billboard charts. Chuck Berry was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1984. Was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1985, and in 1986, he was the first person inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From his final studio album, 2017's Chuck, this is the legendary Chuck Berry with Big Boys.
Mademoiselle Jebel Jimbo Lee.